Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Five calls says it all. Should John be a nice guy and, you know, call this random person and be his friend because he asked him to? John, what happened?
So I was at the park, the playground, the other day. It was early in the morning. Me and my son got there before most other people were there. There was one other dad, and his daughter and my kid kind of started playing. And he walks over and he says, "Hi, I'm so-and-so." And we talked for a little bit. We were talking about music. We talked about sports. And long story short, when I went to leave, the guy goes, "Hey, man, what's your number? Like, you know, my wife and I just moved here a little while ago. We should hang out sometime." And I've never found myself in that situation before. Like, the making a friend situation as an adult, it was very new to me. I mean, of course I said yes. He was a very nice guy.
Yeah.
But now I've got this number, and now I've got this dude who I know is a little bit lonely. And I'm like, do I call him?
Wait a minute. So you took his number. Did he also take your number?
Yes. Yeah. He took my number.
He took your number also.
And then he texted me and said, "Hey, it's so-and-so."
Oh, wait a minute. Oh. Mm. I thought that you had just gotten this guy's number and then he kind of put it on you, which was, you know, I mean, the situation itself sounds nice enough, but it's awkward just a man handing another man his phone number and it's not like on a business card or something like that and then walking away. But he got the number from you and then texted you. So he's in your phone.
Right. That's exactly right.
So I don't understand. You said that you like to talk to him, that he seemed like a nice, another dad on the playground. What would be the big deal to be like, "Hey, I'm bringing James to the playground. Like, are you around? Why don't you bring your daughter?"
Yeah. I guess when I think about it all the way through, yeah, it's just in that moment. Like I said, I've never been in that situation before. I haven't made a new friend in a long time.
Want a friend? Do you want a new friend?
I mean, of course. What kind of monster would I be if I said no to that question?
No. I understand that. A lot of times you're busy and, like, you know, having a friend is a responsibility.
And that's the thing that I'm the most worried about is, like, you know, I'm already, there's friends I haven't seen in months. So I'm like, I'm wondering, you know, I don't know, when would I even have time?
I love the fact that we're here and we're talking about it. And in theory, you see all the reasons why you should call this guy and just, you know, hang out or whatever. But what are you actually going to do? You're not going to call this guy.
Probably.
I mean, you haven't called this guy yet. It's been this time. This guy's in your phone. He texted you saying, "I'm this person," and you didn't call him or text him back. Like, you're not going to call this guy.
But wait a minute. This is not a date. This isn't, like, has all those weird rules where it's like you have to text or call within 3 days of going on a date.
I don't know.
This is a guy saying, I just moved here. I don't know anybody in the area. Like, you know, maybe we should hang out sometime. It doesn't feel like, it could be a week or two when you're like, "Hey, buddy, like, what are you up to? You want to meet up or something?"
Right. There's no statute of limitations. I did text him and say, like, "Hey, there's this place that I hang out with lots of other parents. You should go check it out." It's not like I ghosted the guy completely. I gave him another lead. I felt like that was nice.
If I don't talk to you for 2 weeks and I met you one time, probably never going to talk to you again. That's a good point.
I think it's a nice thing to do is to reach out and be like, "Hey, like, if you're still looking for something to do,
you're still looking for a friend."
If you're still looking for a friend,
still looking for a warm body.
Me and a bunch of my buddies are going to be somewhere, you know, this Friday. If you want to come hang out,
right,
I think that's a nice thing.
Bring the buddies in case he's a serial killer.
Oh, it can't be one on one though.
Because
you
are
weird.
But
that's
what if he thinks
weird.
That, you know, if you text him and invite him to hang out with him and all his buddies, maybe he thinks you're a serial killer.
I don't know why you go to
this
serial
strange.
Killer. Well, so this is what we're going to do. Five call says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Should producer John be a good guy and just reach out to the guy and be like, "Hey, this is where me and my friends are hanging out," and try to include him in his group? Or should he blow him off and never go to that playground ever again? Producer John, quickly, what happened?
I was at the playground with my son. He was playing with another kid. Me and the other kid's dad talked for a little while. Dad asked me if I wanted to hang out afterward, gave me his number.
Right. And the guy was new to the neighborhood. So him and his wife just moved there, didn't have many friends.
Right. Very platonically gave me his number.
It sounds sad and off-putting.
Yeah, but also, like, if you're
but,
when you're an adult.
But hopeful, too. It's like an episode of This Is Us. I just don't know which path he's actually going to choose.
He had just moved here.
Yeah.
He knew nobody.
Five calls says it all. Should John be a nice guy and be this guy's friend? Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I don't think you should give him a call, but I think he should text him when he's going to the playground. Before I had kids, I was totally introverted and would think like that was totally weird. But if you're going to the playground anyways, you could just be like, hey, man, I'm going to the playground. Like, maybe I'll see you there. And it's more like dating in a way where you start off like slow and then you see how it goes. Right. Like, you're not going to marry the person right away.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the way to describe it, so it wouldn't be at least the least bit awkward for John.
Right? I'm just saying, why do we have to keep comparing it to dating? Does it have to? Does
listen,
it,
you're
going to
marry this guy.
Does it have to keep coming time? Down to this? It's not.
It's all right. Listen,
we're making it weirder.
And on Raven, Five Calls says it all. Should John call this guy, text this guy to hang out?
Yes, because I think dads need friends, you know? Dads need friends just as much as moms need friends.
I do think it's easier for moms on the playground to strike friendships with other moms than it is for dads.
I think it's a good example for the kids, too. It's like having fathers that are present and that are there and that are getting along and being social and supporting each other. I think it's awesome.
So why don't you want to call this guy and make him your friend?
It's not that I don't want to call him. It's just that I already have people who are called. Like, you know, like I have friends I haven't seen in 3 months.
Right. No room for new friends.
There's no room for new friends. No, I'm not saying I'm that cool. I'm just saying we're all very busy. I have a young kid.
It's true.
And it's hard, man. I don't want to be like, yeah, let's hang out and then ghost the dude for a while. That's meaner.
Five Calls says it all. You think John should call this guy and try to help him out, be a good friend?
That is absolutely super, super creepy, man. Like, that's where the whole phrase stranger danger comes from, is on the playground.
Wait,
like, don't...
Hold on. No. Now, listen. This was a very nice guy. I got none of those vibes. But yes, no, I do agree. It was a little awkward.
If you had, like, a fingerprint scanner, and then while he was being nice and hanging out, he simultaneously used the fingerprint scanner, and then you were able to figure out that he was not a psychopath. Maybe a little bit rough and tumble.
What is this?
But not
sci-fi
a crazy person.
Crazy.
That would be good. Then I'd be more interested, right?
That would be, yes.
I want to know their background.
Five Calls says it all. Do you think John should call this guy and be his friend?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think it's like hard to meet grown-up friends sometimes, especially if you're like not going out as much and you have kids. And like that's kind of when you have interactions. So, yeah, I think so.
I feel like if this was a TV show, Anna, it's no question, all right? John would call him and something wonderful would develop out of this interaction. But I don't know. Maybe it's the cynic in me in real life. I feel like if John calls this guy and goes over there for a barbecue or something, he could end up buried in the basement under their new cement floor.
Well, what's the difference if you meet somebody at the gym? Like, you know, and you start after you meet them a few times and then give a number and say, oh, let's go grab lunch one day. Like, a friendship has to start somewhere. We make it weird by saying, like, because he gave it to him on a playground, that it's odd.
I just feel like if you're talking to me at the gym or the playground, I feel like it's weird either spot. I don't know.
That's why you don't have many friends, Raven.
I guess you're right. I just go from here to home. That's it. Hey, and Raven, should John call this guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about your kid. So you met them playing in the park. Invite them out to the park again. I'm going to the park in an hour. Come on and see me. I'm not inviting Thanksgiving dinner or anything.
No, I think we keep hearing that, and I think that's the way to go. Five Calls says it all. Next time you go to the park, just text the guy. Say, hey, I'm heading there if you want to meet me there with your daughter.
Okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.